Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, December 21st. I'm Ray Graff. 'Twas a few nights before Christmas. And all through the studio, not an airwave was stirring, not even mic one, because we are too busy drooling over the delicious Italian food in front of us, brought by one of our favorite guests, Rocco DeFazio of DeFazio's Pizzeria in Troy. We'll talk Italian food today and that famous Italian Christmas Eve tradition on this very joyous edition of Food Friday, becoming a tradition here on this program. So let's talk about your Italian Christmases, past, present, future. Give us a call, 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Rocco, the Feasts of the Seven Fishes, and your calls coming up on Vox Pop right after the news.
Mama's cooking macaroni, Angelina's making dough, someone's kissing Uncle Tony underneath the mistletoe.
Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday. You know, Christmas Eve is a big deal for many Italian-American families. The meal is often referred to as the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Its origins come from southern Italy, where the feast marks the beginning of the Vigilia di Natale. It leads up to midnight on Christmas Day. Now, whether you celebrate Christmas or not, whether you're Italian or not, and heaven knows I'm not, you're bound to love some of the dishes you might find at an Italian Christmas Eve dinner. And thanks to a holiday wish come true, we have one of the all-time greats here to talk about it. Rocco DeFazio is here. Rocco opened DeFazio's wood-fired pizzeria in Troy in 1989, and it has since won numerous Best of Awards from the Capital Region magazines and things like that for its unique pizza and Italian fare. Rocco is an expert in Italian foods. His parents opened Troy mainstay DeFazio Imports in 1951, and if you go to the shop, you'll see some great old pictures. He's a Siena College grad and a former science teacher. Rocco, welcome to the show.
Buongiorno.
What does that mean?
Hi, how you doing?
Like Villa
how
Coleman.
You doing? How you doing?
My people say it.
And Buon Natale.
Well, you know, Rocco, it's always great to have you here. By the way, if you want to call and share your thoughts today, it's 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. As I was saying, Rocco, this is becoming a tradition here on this program, haven't you?
And it's a great tradition, right?
It's fun, man. Believe it or not, I didn't grow up doing this.
I can't believe it.
I know, it's hard to believe.
I cannot believe. You must have been like one of those kids in school, kept to yourself, quiet.
You know that about me, right?
Yeah. You were that kid, weren't you?
I showed up a lot. Yeah, you noticed that. So anyway, before we get started, and you brought, as always, you brought some amazing stuff.
I brought a couple things.
And we'll have a little cocktail here in a minute with our producer, Jim Lavoulis. But let's talk about this thing that is very near and dear to your
very
heart.
Very near and dear, Ray.
Yep.
Homeless children. You know, you have five children.
Yep.
I have five children. I won't get into the Amish thing.
Nice. Thank you, Rocco. Hopefully they're not listening.
Ray, if they are good Amish, they will be listening.
You know what? Let's just move on. We're 1 minute in.
So, Joseph House, which is right up the street from me, we've partnered with them over the years. And this year, believe it or not, they're taking care of close to 136 children.
Yeah.
And part of it, the upswing, is this opiate problem that this country is facing. And this year, what I'm doing, my parents used to say to me, Rocco, to get what you want, you must share what you have. It's a great Franciscan saying.
That's a nice saying.
To get what you want, you must share what you have. So what I'm doing, and I have some wonderful gelato here for us to savor later.
Thanks for that.
Anyone who drops off items needed by Joseph House for the children, I'm going to give you free gelato.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you, that's
nice. And you've had our gelato, Ray.
I have, and I love it. And
number
I'll have
one,
in a minute.
We make our own mix from Battenkill Valley Milk,
yep,
which is the best milk ever.
right? Good. It's good milk.
No, it's better than good.
I don't know if it's the best.
But it is the best. Cornell University's only given one dairy 100% rating. Guess who is too? You've never had Battenkill.
No, I've had Battenkill, but I've not had all the milk in the world. I can't say it's
I'm surprised. You know
you
what, haven't
Rocco?
Done a milk show just on milk yet? I can't
on
believe
milk.
It.
On milk.
That would be like award-winning. Okay. That would be like the Library of Congress would call you and say, Ray, we want that
show. If it's award-winning, it'll be a first. All right.
I thought your the show you did on braising was award-winning.
Really?
Winning, but I won't go there.
Thank you.
But so the items needed are diapers, twin sheets, socks. Kids are always socks. Sneakers, shoes, towels, washcloths, crayons, coloring books, more pillows, personal hygiene products. If you bring, they don't need toys. They don't need stuffed animals.
Yeah.
If people bring these, I will give you free gelato.
Rocco, you do this or something like this every year.
Every year.
And you know,
twice a year.
It's a great thing you do, especially around holiday time. How do people find out about this and drop off items?
Call me at DeFazio's, 274-8866.
Okay.
I'm collecting it up to January 6th, which is the Epiphany, which, getting back to Italian Christmas traditions, is when children get gifts. They don't get them on December 25th. It's the Epiphany, and they get them from a woman called La Befana, who travels around on her broomstick.
Yeah.
No. It's old Italian tradition. She travels around on her broomstick, trying to find the Christ child, which she missed when the three kings came to her, three wise men, and said, will you please come with us? It's an old Italian story.
Yeah.
Will you please come with us? Because we're going to go see the Christ child. And she was too busy sweeping. And she said, no, I don't have time. Then all of a sudden she said, you know, I should go. And she brought something. But on her way, she passed away. She woke up. She got on her broomstick and says, I'm going to find the Christ child. And is that a great story?
Yeah, that's a great story.
She's called La Befana. And on that day, women will dress up like witches.
Really?
With their broom, and you hand out gifts to children.
Now, this is not something that Rocco concocted after a couple of drinks. I've never heard this one. I got to be honest with you.
It's a very old La Befana. Look it up.
All right, man. Well, anyway,
always drop something, little gem for you.
Absolutely.
I like to stump you.
Rocco DeFazio is here. It's a Christmas Food Friday. And once again, the items that you can drop off to help some of the homeless children, you do that at DeFazio's.
Gelato for everybody.
That's nice, Rocco. All right. So our number here is 800-348-2551 on this Food Friday, and we will get to your calls in a moment. But first, Rocco, tell us about – should we have a drink first?
Got to call Jim in.
Let's get Jim Lavoulis, our producer. Jim Lavoulis, come on in here.
Jim.
This is something you made me do last year, which terrified me, and it turned out to be pretty good.
No, it's very good.
Well, let's see what Jim thinks. Where is Jim Lavoulis?
Jim. He's hiding.
Well, there's a little delay. He might be terrified. I did tell him. Well, he's not coming.
I can't drink.
Well, we're not going to do this until he comes. Right? This email came in, and then we'll start.
Okay.
This one is from Lou. Rocco, what's the best way to oil a pizza pan, and then how to cook in it without so that the pie does not stick to the pan? I oil the pan, put the dough in, stretch it out, and decorate it, then preheat the oven to 450, and then cook it. It always sticks to the pan. Lou in Altamont wants to know.
Okay, Lou. Lightly brush the pan with oil, okay?
Yeah.
And don't press the dough. Just lay it on loosely.
Yeah.
Make sure your oven's hot, though.
Right.
Throw it in hot. Well, the oven should be preheated to the 400
degrees. But not the pan itself.
Not the pan.
You want a nice cold pan?
Not cold, room temperature.
Yeah.
Oil, warm dough, put it on, shake it, shake.
What does that do?
Oh, it just moves it around.
Do you put flour on the pan?
No. Oil. No.
Just oil.
Just oil.
Okay.
Lightly oil it.
Yeah.
And then know what you could do too, Jim? Just cook the dough first.
Yeah.
Little bit, take it out, move it a bit, then put your sauce and cheese
at the same
top.
Temperature at 450?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, Jim Lavoulis
is Jim
here
is there. He's going to do the.
Rocco, before we drink this, and if you're hanging on the line, hang in there. We will get to your calls in a moment. We tried this last year.
This is a drink my mother would give me. I told you, I was like 7, 8 years old.
Starting
and
your...
people go, what are you, an alcoholic? What, your mother was an alcoholic?
Right.
She was a saint.
Okay.
So, but in the Italian houses, you always had vermouth.
Yeah.
And so if it was a really cold day like today, 79 degrees.
Yeah. Perfect for a 59 degree day.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Great.
She would put a shot of vermouth in a glass
and
an egg yolk.
Yeah.
And she said, Rocco, before you go to school, don't forget your pack of Camels.
Nice, Rocco. So we've offended pretty much
everybody
so far. That's terrific.
Okay. Shoot it.
Here we go. Oh, don't you say like
salud? Okay. So Archidon.
What did Sinatra say? Chindon?
Chindon means may you live 100 years.
All right, here we go.
Shoot it.
I spilled.
Me too, a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How is it?
Fantastic.
It's great.
Yeah,
I feel like
down.
Rocky now.
You only need – that's it, Rock. Yeah. That's where Rocky probably got his idea about the
–
but he didn't do it with the vermouth.
I'm going to have a slower 3 o'clock newscast after that.
Nah, vermouth is very low alcohol. Yeah, did you have it, Rocco?
No, I only brought 3 eggs.
Oh,
you guys,
my gosh. So you made us do it.
Of course.
And you probably don't even like it.
Ray, I really never drank this stuff. I just made it. No, I'm only kidding.
All right, we'll take a quick
break. I got him again.
Rocco's here. We'll talk about the food in a minute. We've already tormented Jim Lavoulis long enough. Let's take a break here, and then we'll be back on Food Friday with your calls, 800-348-2551.
Slick what the juice, chop tiggly gumbanel, mogash company.
And welcome back to Food Friday. Rocco DeFazio's here, and as usual, all hell breaks loose. It's great to have him back here for our Christmas tradition, and it's the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Rocco, before we get into what you brought here, let's take a quick call. Paul has been waiting a while in East Hampton. Paul, you're on.
Rocco and Ray, great to talk with you guys.
Hey, Paul.
Now you got me thinking about, if does Battenkill do an eggnog? That's all I can think about now.
You know, that's a good question. Their chocolate milk is
here
like... I'm sorry, go on.
Oh, here are my real questions. So
okay.
My wife's family is trying to do fondue as a tradition every Christmas Eve, but we would love to throw in some traditional entrees, maybe from the Italian cuisine. I wonder what you would recommend.
Christmas Eve? Christmas Day?
Yeah, Christmas Eve. We're going to do some fondue.
Okay. Can you eat the meat on the Christmas Eve, Paul?
No, you can't do meat on it's got to be fish.
Okay, it's got to be fish.
It's got to be the fish.
All right, well, what do you recommend there, Rocco?
You know, like what I have here, linguine clam sauce.
Oh.
Haddock fra diavolo, new dish I'm introducing.
Did you bring that?
Yeah, I got it, dude.
Oh, man.
Haddock fra diavolo, this beautiful salad with imported Italian tuna soaked in olive oil.
Oh, yeah.
Try some, Ray.
I'm going to try it right now.
Tell Paul how it is.
All right.
This is very good, Paul.
Right,
very simple. Comes from Italy. It's Italian tuna. Serve it with calamati olives, some heirloom tomatoes, capers, red roasted peppers, little olive oil, and a little bit of balsamic.
Oh, my God. It's light, and it's fantastic.
Tasty.
That's a great dish.
That's very nice.
That's
very
a good one, Paul. And you know, you get all your veggies in too.
Yes.
That's good. We were nervous about the veggies, so that's great.
Yeah, this is
very simple.
Yeah.
And it's very colorful.
What olives are those?
Calamate.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Oh, they're the best.
Hey, Paul, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. So this Feast of Seven Fishes, as we discussed last year or the year before. It could be more than seven.
Oh, yeah. You could go up to, you know, some people it's 12, 13 because of the 12 apostles and Christ.
Right.
You know, the Last Supper, you know, that whole.
So you can make up a number.
You could make.
Throw John the Baptist
13,
in.
Yeah, and, you throw Mary Magdalene.
Right.
In,
so you can be like 17, 18,
up.
Right?
Right. It could go up.
Just hit on a hard 18. Always.
Always hit.
No, never, 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 never do that. Anyway, this what we started here, this tuna salad.
The tuna, is
explain
that nice?
It again now for those just tuning in. This is amazing.
It is. The two great brands are Pastine. They come in little tins from Italy.
Yeah.
Pastina and Genoa. And you can find them in most Italian specialty stores. And it's like, takes it like literally minutes to make, and you just get some nice Kalamata olives, heirloom tomatoes, the red roasted peppers, mix them up.
You got spices in here, though, right?
Well, some, of course, there's always
spice. Well, tell us about that.
Basil, basil, oregano, parsley.
It's really good. Yeah. All right, so that's a winner.
That's a nice little salad to start.
Mm.
Very simple.
So that would be traditionally in the Rocco House might be the first thing that you
Yes,
have.
You put out the
And when? What time of day would that be?
Well, for us, it's like around right after 4 o'clock Mass, around 6:30.
Okay, so you would start, and then what time would it all be over?
About 12.
Really?
Yeah, because we...
And what time does the lady with the broom arrive?
She comes... Oh, that's the Epiphany.
At the end of the Epiphany, so...
She doesn't come. That's Santa Claus.
Does
that's,
Santa come, though, too?
No Santa Claus.
So no Santa Claus in your house?
No, there is, believe okay. me. His name is Rocco.
Rocco, you know... All right.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Let's restart. There is... Yes, there is a Santa Claus. Thank you, all okay. children out there. That's really good. All right, what else did you bring?
Okay, well.
What?
The pizza.
Oh,
the
yeah,
anchovies.
It's on the other side of the computer. You know, we had. Manja. Oh, my gosh. We had an anchovy pizza from you guys a couple of years ago. I did Christmas Eve.
Oh, yes.
And I ordered an anchovy pie. None of my kids ever had it. It was a big hit. Not with all of them, but I'd say with maybe 3/5 of them.
Try that. I made that with a spicy very spicy anchovy that comes from Italy.
Yeah.
Very tasty. Tell me how you like that.
All right. Well, you know, how am I going to do this and talk on the phone?
Oh, you could figure it out.
All right. 800-348-2551 if you want to talk to Rocco. Now, tell us about the anchovies on this one.
Anchovies, they are spicy. They come with some delicious Calabrian peppers. They're soaked in Calabrian peppers, nice and tasty from southern Italy. Adds a little kick.
Well, I love your pizza anyway, but I love this one because it's really salty.
Yeah.
I love this.
Well, then you got the spice and the anchovy.
Not too fishy, though.
No. This is high-quality anchovy.
That's really good stuff.
No,
I mean, sometimes there's too much.
Comes in the anything, what they say, glass is class.
Yeah.
If it comes in a nice glass bottle, you know what's inside is going to be good.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that glass is class.
Plastic.
This is awesome. And so this would be the second thing you have?
Yeah, you put that out there because,
Would you do it all at once? Would you lay all this stuff out at once and say go for it? Or
pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much as things come out of the oven or off the stove. Remember last year you had smelts for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
You clip the heads off, you slightly batter them, you cut the little vertebrae out, put a little hot sauce, a little lemon. Oh, love the smelts.
And again, that was another one I said, I can't eat the smelts because
But you had it.
The last time I saw smelts prior to that, my brother had a pet lizard. He was feeding him smelts. I said, I can't do this.
I'm no lizard.
No.
Okay, so you're going to try the linguine clam sauce.
Right.
Which is every Italian does this Christmas Eve.
You know what? We should really have Jim in here Jim, get in here,
Jim,
would you?
Come on. Is he sleeping?
The thing is, I can't eat by myself, and you're not even going to eat. So maybe Jim will come in here really quickly and have
linguine
a little bit.
Linguine clam sauce, the key with this, lots of garlic, a little white wine.
Tell us about the pasta here.
Oh,
this linguine has got a little more heft to it than some of the linguine you'll see, say, in your grocer.
No, that we make that every. Oh, wow, that was quick.
Come on in, man. Oh, yeah, Jim Lavoulis is here.
Come on, Jim.
Try the tuna salad first.
Tuna salad.
Yeah, do you eat the anchovy pizza?
It's not tuna salad with mayonnaise.
Now, that's what I asked. And I got to tell you, he punched me for saying that. The number here is 800-348-2551 if you want to talk to the great Rocco DeFazio here on a Food Friday. Love the clams here.
You like the clams?
Love the clams. And so you make your own pasta?
Come on, past for 30 years.
And so I'm confused as to how many.
There
are 24 hours in a day. Presumably Rocco sleeps a few hours a night.
This is a few.
How the heck are you going to make the pasta and the pizza and everything else?
And the sauce and the sausage.
So how do you do it, man? You make your own sausage, too? No.
My God, it's what made DeFazio. Jim, what's the big sign on this? What's the big sign, the big neon sign?
It's an old sign, right?
1960s, sausage and sauce.
All right.
It's what we do. It's made us famous.
It's very good.
very
good.
Don't
get me wrong. It's very good, too.
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice salad?
That is good.
It's got a light thing, and he wouldn't really go into great detail about the spices, but it's got a little zing to it. It's nice.
God. I won't get it. He thinks I'm holding back.
You do.
I think you are.
Yeah. I'm not. I never hold back, Ray.
All right.
You don't want me to let loose, though. Let me tell you.
Heck no.
Because
nope.
You'll be,
there's no
FCC's going to go off.
There's no 8-second delay that'll protect us from that. Well, Rocco, thank you for feeding Jim Lavulis.
Absolutely.
Shall we call you back in, or
have
you want to stay
no,
for
have
a little
try
more?
The linguine.
Oh, have try the linguine.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got to try some of that.
But the fresh pasta is key, and that's the only thing we serve.
And so last time you were here, and it wasn't for the, it was something.
Oh, we did the vegan thing.
Yeah, and you made pasta out of what, like grass clippings or something? What was that?
It was organic spinach.
Oh, yeah.
Organic spinach, olive oil with very good imported pasta.
And that held.
Imported flour.
And that held together very well.
Wow.
But this is pasta.
Hearty.
That's the stuff.
That's the filet mignon pasta.
So when you were growing up, how many people would be in your household Christmas Eve?
Somebody's looking in here. I think they're hungry.
Come on in. Sure. Yeah. It's Christmas.
He's
Dave
off
Hopper's
the street.
Here. Whenever food is mentioned, Dave Hopper is here. Hey, have some of the tuna salad. So when Rocco, when you were growing up, how many people were in the house?
You know, 18, 20.
That's good stuff.
You got to remember, right? We were open back then from 7 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, back in the heyday.
The store.
So people would be walking in the kitchen, sitting down with my parents, eat. You know, my parents would invite them down and have a glass of wine.
But they were in the shop, though, right?
Yeah, but it's our house.
Yeah.
We lived upstairs.
Yeah.
So there was a constant flow of people. Oh, somebody wanted me to tell the eel story.
Oh, I love that story. You want to take a call first?
Okay.
All right, let's take a call, and then we'll tell the eel story.
The eels.
Dave Hopper, help yourself, sir.
Yeah, Dave, just help yourself.
In fact, he's jumping ahead into stuff that we haven't even talked about.
You're not supposed to do that.
That's Dave Hopper for you. Thanks, and Merry Christmas to you. Mohammed in Schenectady, you're on. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You must guys have some great food in front of you.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah. Have you ever tried buffalo wings with garlic, basil, and yellow lemon?
Ooh.
Buffalo fried wings.
Well, you can't go bad with garlic and lemon, but I bet they're very good.
I am a
buffalo wing connoisseur.
Yeah,
I took the pilgrimage to the Anchor Bar many years ago. Where what happened, Ray, at the Anchor Bar?
Popeye was there, and
It was invented.
Oh, that's right. Hey, you know what, Mohammed and Rocco? It just so happens Jim Lavulis, our producer, is from Buffalo.
You go to the Anchor?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
We call them chicken wings, though. That's what we.
You don't call them buffalo
chicken
wings.
Well, because it's buffalo, right?
Yeah. You just have the hot sauce on.
And you know the story.
Go ahead, Mohammed.
Yeah, go ahead.
There is a place right there in Syracuse and exit 35.
Uh-huh.
When you exit 35, it's a gas station, actually.
Yeah.
That's the first time I tasted buffalo wings like this. So I went and asked for buffalo wings.
Oh,
chicken wings.
Nice.
Chicken wings.
And he said, do you like some garlic on it? I was like surprised. I said, sure, why not? He said,
not?
Would you like to have some yellow lemon on it? I said, of course.
Why not?
He said, would you like to have some basil? Oh, my God.
Really?
Wow, sounds good. I got to try that.
That sounds
awesome.
Next
time I make them, I'm going to try that.
Yes.
Well, hey, man, thanks for the call.
Have a nice holiday.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. We'll see you. 800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551. It's an Italian Christmas with our favorite Rocco DeFazio here, and he brought us some tuna salad, which has no mayo, but it's still good.
Mayo. I don't even have mayo anywhere in my house.
Really?
You know that.
You have no mayo ever? You never use it?
Never.
You don't put it on a ham sandwich?
Oh, my God.
No, not a ham. How do you say it? Sandwich?
Sandwich.
Ham sandwich. So you never do that, huh?
No.
And then anchovy pizza. Do you like the anchovy pizza, Hopper?
I haven't had it.
All right. Oh, come on, dude.
Hopper rarely says no to any pizza.
Yeah, he looks like he,
he's
I know.
Yeah. All right.
But let me tell the
Which
eel
part?
Story. A woman was in today, said, Rocco, can you tell the eel story?
Oh, yes, do that.
See, we used to sell all the fish back in the day, you know.
At DeFazio's.
At DeFazio's.
Yeah.
We even sold snails.
Right.
Snails.
Where'd you get them from, the Hudson?
Oh, my God.
No? Okay.
Out of Brooklyn.
Just checking.
Everything came out of Brooklyn. So we would And we sold the eels. And you have to keep eels alive.
Yeah.
You can't kill them in storm.
Right. Because
they rot.
You
can't
freeze them?
No, you don't want to have frozen eels. No. So it's fresh eels. And what you would do, you would buy them fresh and you would put them in your bathtub or soak them in a pot.
Right.
So my grandfather used to love eels. So he would always like buy, you know, tell my dad, I want two really big long eels. Okay.
Yeah.
So he would go upstairs and put them in the bathtub. And on Christmas Eve, you know, chop off the head, skin them, cook them up.
Yeah.
The sauce. So one day my aunt comes over. Aunt Ann comes over and she's going to make tarals or Jeanette's with my mother. And they go upstairs and all of a sudden she goes, hey, Josie, I'm going to go use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, not knowing that when she... All of a sudden, the yield. Come on.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, huge scream emits out of the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
That would scare me, too.
Wow. You
but, yeah. And Ian never came back to it.
Rocco DeFazio is our guest here on a raucous food Friday. How's the food, Dave Hopper? Isn't it good? Nice to have you here.
You're not going to get rid of them.
No, I don't care. Sit down. Take a seat. Have some egg with vermouth in it.
Mm-hmm.
The number here is 800-348-2551. So Dave Hopper jumped ahead. We had the tuna salad,
the
which
tuna
is
salad.
Really delicious. The anchovy pizza, fantastic. The linguine with clam
which
sauce.
Which every Italian family does again. If there's one, if they're not going to do, you do the linguine clam sauce.
Yeah. You don't make scungilli or anything, huh?
Oh, yeah, we do the scungilli,
yeah.
The calamari,
yeah.
But Ray, I only get two certain things.
All
come
right.
on, man.
Hey,
what
man.
You, come on.
No pressure.
Oh, my
what
God.
Did what's in this dish here?
Oh, this is my fra diavolo sauce,
yeah.
Or my calabrese sauce,
right.
Which I use Calabrian hot peppers,
ah.
Which are the best hot peppers when you make a fra diavolo sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try this yet, Ray?
No, let's have Jim try because I know he's got to get a newscast
yeah,
together.
Yeah, I'll try some. Come
on. Yeah, you try a little bit here.
Me a little bit.
Yeah, twist your arm.
Look at that plate of food. Oh, Rocco, you outdid yourself.
Boy, that plate's bending. It's,
yeah, no.
It's a lot. It's a lot of food.
All right, so why don't you have the whole thing, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
We got time. Just save
we'll
a morsel
for
Hopper.
While.
What could
yeah,
be what could be on the news that's interesting
yeah.
today?
Well, I think heartburn is going to be his lead story,
yeah.
right?
Underwriting
support comes from Alka-Seltzer.
Yes, it does.
Alka-Seltzer
oh, boy.
No.
There we
brioche.
Go.
Oh, that's I remember that stuff.
Remember brioche?
They don't really make that anymore, though, do they?
I never seen it. The
no?
Blue we used to sell tons of that.
Yeah, surprise.
For the ajita, as we call it.
Yeah,
ajita.
Okay, so
you know?
Here we go. Now, so what's the fish in this?
Yeah, what's...
This is something different today I did. Yeah, because you are a little different.
No, oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Rocco.
Salmon.
Oh.
Yeah.
You like salmon?
Yeah.
That's why I
this
do.
Is Hudson River salmon?
Mm-hmm.
No?
No.
It's got the spice of it. It does.
You
it
like
does.
It?
It does,
you like
yeah. It's good.
Isn't that nice?
Did you?
It
did
is.
You, what do you think, Hopper?
I love it.
He liked
yeah.
it as well. Well, that's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
The number here is 800-348-2551. You have a question for Rocco DeFazio. Maybe you want to reminisce about Italian Christmas Eve's past or talk about what you got going this year. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 800-348-2551. We will take a short breather, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey, jingity-jing, la-la-la-la-dee-o-da.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Food Friday. Dominic the Donkey and Rocco DeFazio joining us this afternoon.
What does that mean?
Hey, draw your own inference. This salmon is amazing, man.
Don't you like that?
Yeah, it's got a little zing. A
little zing.
Yeah, tell us about this recipe again.
Okay. My dad's family's from Calabria.
Yep. And where is that in Italy?
Way down south.
Yeah, down by the toe, right?
The toe.
Yeah.
Calabrese.
Yeah.
Okay. You know the only difference between an elephant and a calabrese?
No.
An elephant will die and forget.
Well done. Well played, sir.
Calabrese never forget.
All right.
Okay. So, calabrese, never forget. So, this, and they love hot and spicy
yeah.
food. and there's a particular pepper. I forgot the jar.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't bring
too many
things. Doesn't
matter. Yeah, you know, it's radio.
Great.
You pretend.
If you're going to make a Fra Diavolo sauce, if you can find them, Calabrian peppers. They are the best.
Is that the secret? Now, I've had your Fra Diavolo pizza, and it's out of control.
Yes.
And
well, for the sauce, is different. For
really?
The sauce, yeah, because it's got to simmer. It's got to take the flavor of
but
the pepper.
But still got a bite to it, though.
Oh, yeah. I love that Fra Diavolo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That gave me agita, though, like for a year.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You know, the spicy food doesn't usually get to me. It's usually the bland food that gives me the agita.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that make me Italian?
No. You're
no?
Still.
Don't say it. Don't say it, Rocco.
But the Calabrese sauce, and you could put, and, you know, this sauce is so tasty. You could put clams in this sauce. You can put bacala, the cod. Remember I told you how cod saved millions of Italians from starving?
Yeah.
Because you can preserve it. It was like hard. I remember we used to sell tons of it back in the day. Come in these crates, salted. They salt them right on the boats.
Yeah.
Hard as a rock. We'd have to soak
them. Oh, yeah, yeah.
For weeks, literally with running water. And, but man, there's nothing tastier in a sauce.
Oh, man.
Bacala.
Let's take a call or two. All Rocco right. DeFazio is our guest here. And on a Food Friday, we go to Dennis in Walden. Dennis.
Yes, Rocco. Mi chiamo Denizio Pantano. I'm originally from
Bensonhurst.
I'm 100% Sicilian.
Wow.
And since I moved up here, I'm molto di fama. Scongile, calamata, purpa insalata.
Do I need to hit the dump button?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
No,
is he swearing?
No,
okay,
no,
all right,
not
fine.
Yet.
All right,
no, he knows what I'm saying.
Okay,
nice.
All right.
A nice dish of chicken scappariello or cacciatore.
Oh, yes.
With a little pepper put over it. We made it with capers and olives.
Oh, you got to have capers. You got to have capers in
yeah.
the sauce.
Olives, we would put mushrooms in there, all kinds of stuff. I don't know where to eat anymore, and I wind up cooking everything by myself. Now I'm Mezzavec. I don't want to do it anymore. Where are you?
He's in Troy, New York.
Troy, New York. We've been there
Troy,
since.
Troy, I got to get a bus to get to you.
It's a long drive, brother.
It's a drive from. Yeah. But it's well worth the trip, believe me.
Hey, Merry
okay,
Christmas, Dennis.
I tell you, I had a 30-year apprenticeship. The longest apprenticeship in history under my parents. And every day was, Rocco, watch. Watch, Rocco. Ma, do you want?
Right.
No, just watch.
I grew up in a catering hall in Bensonhurst.
Oh, man, you ate real well.
Well, Dennis, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. You know, listen, Rocco, when you were growing up, now you ended up being a teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
Did your folks say, hey, what are you doing? We want you to run this business.
My parents... Ray, my parents were immigrants, okay, came over when they were 11, 12 years old.
Yeah.
They had it very, very, very tough. Came over during the Depression.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And I tell people, no one was the beauty of them coming to Troy. Troy had great institutions of higher learning. And they wanted their children to go to college.
Yeah.
Because they, third grade.
Yeah.
Okay. My mother at 14 had to quit school and sew buttons on children's clothes for 25 cents an hour. So they wanted their kids to go to college.
So they were happy when you said, I'm going to be a teacher.
Oh, God, yes. Go. Go to college and become. But then I started to have children. We have five children. And I said, I don't believe in daycare. So I said, Ma, Dad, you mind if I bring the kids? Sure. Come on.
But isn't that a great American story about your folks? Third grade education. Look what they did. It's still going today, man.
My brother went to Harvard. Come on.
Yeah. Now,
my younger brother is a principal at Questar. And
nice.
My sister works for this. No, come on. It's a great. You know, when people rag on immigrants, come on, man.
They don't do that to your face, I hope.
One person tried it once.
Well, that's a bad mistake. Rocco DeFazio is our guest here. It's an Italian Christmas Eve on a Food Friday. Let's go to Emily in Nassau. Emily.
Hello.
Hello.
I have a comment for Mr. DeFazio. First of all, 100% Napolitana.
Ah, my mother. She will always say Napolitanas or the Neapolitan best cooks ever.
My mother is originally from Castelmerone near Carsetta.
Carsetta, right.
Aspetta. We never had pasta with clam sauce on Christmas Eve.
Really?
The dish we had.
All right.
And it's now in a fourth generation that I'm aware of, because it takes several of us to do it correctly, is pasta with aliche.
Oh, with the aliche.
What is that?
Anchovies. It is the most challenging dish you could make. You have to have, as you're right, the anchovies, the good ones, in the jar.
Thank you. Class is class.
Good olive oil.
Very good olive oil.
Good
fresh garlic.
Ample garlic. Angel hair pasta.
Of course.
And the adequate amount of pasta water.
Yep.
And now our son-in-law, who is very well versed in cooking, we all have to be in it because it cannot overcook.
Oh no, it's you got to stand right there.
You have to stand right there, but we never had pasta with clam sauce.
Well,
And Fanny Ventura's family would make that. So it's varied family by family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the aliche is, I'll tell you, you know how I like it? I like it with cavatelli and broccoli.
Fresh pasta,
the cavatelli pasta and the anchovy.
Well, I usually use a little broccoli rabe for that.
Broccoli rabe with the anchovies, forget about it.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Isn't that a little bitter, though?
Listen, I've lived in Rensselaer County for 42 years. I've never been to your store.
Well, I'm still here. 67 years.
You're going to see me in a couple of days.
Oh. Wonderful.
Emily, Merry Christmas. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Ciao, Emily.
Food Friday, 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio is our guest. What happens when you cook anchovies too long?
They'll burn, not good.
They get tough?
No, they evaporate. There's nothing there. They burn.
And they're heavily salted before you.
Yeah, you're supposed to, it's a real time thing.
Yeah.
You know, so you're supposed to stir it, you know, make sure it doesn't stick to the pan because they will.
Yeah.
And, you got to stand right there with anchovies.
Mm. They get a bad rap. My kids were a little scared when I brought.
It's the quality, not, you know, the glass one.
Now, in your shop, what percentage of customers will order an anchovy pie? Not that many anymore, right?
Not anymore. Back in the day.
They got a bad rap.
Sure they did.
So what happened?
Because people were making it with...
Well, you can get a bad anchovy pizza if you go to certain places.
Sure, because...
It'll turn you off.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Carol in Port Ewan. Carol.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Rocco.
Hi.
I'm dying to know how that tuna salad is made if you're skipping the mayonnaise.
It's so good, Carol.
There's olive oil and balsamic vinegar in lieu of mayonnaise.
And it's so great.
And it's so much fun.
This is not the kind that you put on a sandwich, sandwich. This has olives, and it has...
Kalamati olives.
Yeah, and it has little heirloom tomatoes in it. And
capers.
Beautiful. Really good.
Oh, sounds divine. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, and have a great holiday. Our number is 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio's here. Almost dessert time, but let's take a call here. Lou in Amsterdam. Lou.
How are you, gentlemen, today?
Wonderful.
My family's Pichutan and Nabilidan.
Ah, nice.
All right, a question for you. Did you ever hear of macaroni en Lucille?
En Lucille?
What is that? Lucille?
With filbert nuts. My grandmother used to make it. She used to take the filbert nuts, chop them up, saute them with olive oil, garlic, black pepper, and pour it over pasta.
Oh, no. Filbert nuts. No, no, no. I know some people would do it with walnuts.
My grandmother used to do it with the...
Filberts, really?
Filbert nuts.
No, never seen
it. All right, one other question for you. If you have a can of... lobster meat or crab meat.
Yeah.
What do you do? How do you make a salad? What do you make? What do you use for a salad dressing on it when you make it with a salad?
With lobster?
Do you do anything with lobster?
No, I'm not a big lobster guy.
Why is that?
How about crab meat?
Crab meat? No, I don't play with crab
really?
Meat.
Really?
I don't play with crab
meat. Wow. You stumped the band, Lou.
No, not crab. But again, nothing, you cannot ruin anything with like this. I can see you putting what I just made.
The olive oil and the
extra good, extra virgin olive oil. Very good balsamic vinegar. You do what we what I brought Ray here.
With some of the olive,
with the crab meat, it's not good.
And the tomatoes would probably be really good with that too.
Yeah, you could do it with what I brought, Ray.
Substitute but if you the, want, the crab meat.
Just throw it in.
Got to be good crab meat though.
Oh yeah, dude, you don't want that kid.
Where's your place located in Troy?
We've been there for 67 years. It's never
I'm
moved.
I'm sorry, I don't know where you're located.
Okay,
that's why.
It's 4th Street,
between,
right?
4th Street between the first two presidents, Washington and Adams Street.
Oh, there you go.
You can't forget that.
Well, thanks, Lou. We appreciate the call. Have a great holiday. We go over to Donna in Woodstock. Donna, you're on with Rocco.
Donna.
Hi. See, it's such a bad name that people have to say.
No, that's a great name.
He likes it.
When I was growing up in my neighborhood, if a group of girls were standing on the corner, you yell out Donna, about four of them would turn around. Everybody's name was Donna.
Oh, I always wished I was Italian. anyway, we had Norwegian Christmas witches.
Oh, that's... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were they related?
Sisters.
Somehow.
Tell us about that,
yeah,
Donna.
Tell us about Norwegian Christmas witches.
Well, I don't know. They would appear, you know, and be hanging from the kitchen curtain rods at Christmas.
See?
Huh.
See?
Who knew?
Well, whatever.
That's nice.
My Christmas memory is the landlord in our house in Dobbs Ferry was Italian, and the, oh, my God, the smell that would come up because her kitchen was right below my bedroom, and it was really wonderful to wake up
to that.
And, yeah. But what I wanted to know is what olive oil? Do you use?
There's only one olive oil to use.
Really?
What?
Are you sure?
No, two.
No, Corto.
I'm sure.
What's it called?
Corto.
I want to go to Spain, Italy, and get fresh.
Corto. It's called Corto olive oil.
Can you hear us, Donna?
Corto?
Yeah, Corto.
Yeah,
C-O-R-T-O.
Why is that the only one you use?
I've known the family
a lot of people,
for 50 years.
Ah, that's it. You've known the family.
I've known the
but
family.
It's good stuff.
No, it's the best stuff.
All right. Well, Donna, hey.
Get it.
At the Fazio's, of course.
Oh, I see. And there's no other place?
And there's
Donna,
no other
thank you so much for the call. All right, Rocco, we only have about 5 minutes here. It's almost dessert time.
No, it is dessert time, Ray.
What do you got,
man? Come on. I never... Okay, first thing, what is the famous line from the Godfather?
Oh, leave the gun, take the cannolis.
And guess what we have?
Cannolis.
Gelato.
Gelato. Now, I've had the cannolis there, but how do you make this cannoli gelato?
Well, we start with Baton Kill Valley milk.
Yeah.
And then.
By the way, I think everyone should know that you have this machine. It looks like Willy Wonka's factory to make the gelato in the back room.
It's a great machine.
Yeah, it's cool.
And the best thing we have is our pasteurizer, which only 1% of ice cream makers use. Or have, because we take Baton Kill Valley milk, put it in our pasteurizer, make a cream, which then we put into our gelato maker.
Yeah, okay.
So now you taste that. That is
how did it stay cold for the whole show, Rocco?
Oh, come on.
Come on, man. Mmm.
We get cannoli shells, dip them in chocolate with...
My God, it tastes like a cannoli. It's amazing.
Well, that's why we call it cannoli gelato.
I get it. I'm just saying that you called it. It's good stuff, man. I got it. I figured it out.
And we don't put, you know, what do they use to make cannolis with? Ricotta cheese?
Yeah.
We add impastata.
What's that?
It is pastry ricotta.
Oh.
It is like a, you know, we always bump stuff up.
Now, is pastry ricotta something that is does not... It's not actually cheese. It doesn't have to be refrigerated, or is
oh
that
no,
just...
it has to be refrigerated. Yeah. But it's richer, thicker. It's what the really good Italian bakers use to make ricotta, make cassata cake.
This is so good. I got to say,
more.
Well done. Well, I got to do a show.
Okay,
here.
We got more too here.
All right. Well, we have to do it quickly because I want to talk about
God,
the
yes.
charity work that
okay,
you're doing.
Okay, then I'm going to give you the vanilla gelato. And what do we put on that, Ray?
Tell the folks. What? Smelt, right?
Smelt.
I don't know.
Oh, Ray.
I don't know. It's been a year since we've done the show.
God. What do you got? Short-term
believe it or not,
loss?
In my household, we don't do the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
I can't believe
right?
that.
Right?
Okay. What am I putting on?
Olive oil.
Olive oil.
Oh, that's right. Now I remember.
And what else are we putting on, Ray?
Looks like crushed red pepper. I don't know, Rocco.
Pink Himalayan sea salt.
That's right.
All right. Now
try that. I remember. Okay.
You don't remember that.
Come on, man. I do a lot of shows. Give me a break. Oh, yeah. I do remember this with the olive oil and the salt. The
manja.
Sweet. Yeah. That's good. Rocco, I'm going to eat a little of this. You have about 30, 40 seconds to tell us about this charity once again, the work that you're doing.
Okay. You can try these wonderful gelatos. The cannoli, we do a Bananas Foster, we make the best chocolate gelato for vegans and people that can't eat dairy. What do we have here, Ray? Blood orange sorbetto.
Oh, I think I've had that.
Oh,
yeah.
My favorite.
Nice.
And you will receive free gelato if you stop at DeFazio's and bring us a donation of items for the homeless children, 136 of them are in the shelter up at Joseph House.
And you're working with Joseph House on
this. I work with Joseph House, who you guys partner with here.
And so when does this end?
I'm doing this up till the Epiphany.
Okay.
It's when La Befana.
January 6th?
January 6th.
All right, man.
The Epiphany.
Rocco, we are done.
Oh, wow, Ray,
we are done. Thank you so much for being here. It was a lot of fun. Support comes from Big Elm Brewing. Tap room open Thursday through Sunday, noon to 7 p.m. Crafting ales and lagers in Sheffield, Massachusetts since 2012. BigElmBeer.com. River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar, and a bakery, rivervalley.coop. Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasonings, Sheffield, Massachusetts, handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, peppers, and spices, featuring specialty and custom blend salt box gift sets for holiday gifting. Mail order at rollingrocksalt.com. And Cafe Capriccio, Chef Jim Rua, working to preserve and maintain the traditions of Italian cuisine and hospitality since 1982 on Grand Street in Albany, New York, cafecapriccio.com. Thanks again to Rocco DeFazio for being here. Thank you for listening. Have a joyous Christmas if you celebrate that. If you don't, still be joyous. It never hurts. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Barb King took your calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Thanks again for being with us today. No show on Monday or Tuesday. We'll be back on Wednesday. Have a merry and stand by for news.
May your blessings be many and your troubles be few. To those I love who are so dear, though we are near.